We'll call. Member Lowe's? Member Graham?
Present.
Member Brangle?
Present.
Member Chapunkar? Member Walfelt? Member Preston?
Present.
Chairman Brown?
Okay, we have a quorum, which is good news. Any public comment? This is a time for public comment. Big packed room here for those that are online. No, I'm joking. There aren't any public comments for tonight. All right, so the minutes for the May 4th meeting were included in your packet. I'm looking for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second. But I have that comment about.
Yeah, so the question is in the minutes. There wasn't an answer, so that wouldn't appear in the minutes. But
okay, yeah. That's fine. I'm second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed,
aye.
The same sign. Minutes pass. Chamber of Commerce update typically takes place here. I know that Liz wasn't able to join us. Summary that we want to cover for her, Matt?
She did not provide anything. I do know that we were working together on getting some more information about promoting the village covering membership for businesses in town, so we started to push that out on social media and a newsletter, and we will continue to do that. I know the chamber itself started to market that as well. I have.
Okay. Move on to item five, which is a continued discussion regarding retention and support strategies and communication. So in that front, again, it would have been helpful if Liz was here because we did push out a partnership with the chamber using some of our ARPA funds. And I know that the committee had previously had discussions on showing ways that we could support our local businesses through a Chamber of Commerce short-term membership. So for businesses that are have business licenses within our corporate limits, they are given the opportunity of getting a six-month membership to the to our chamber. So the monies are already pre-supplied, so we're looking forward to that as well. There are a couple of educational campaigns that we've agreed to participate in with them. Roll out over time. Again, the idea is to invite our businesses to get a little bit more involved in the chamber and get some additional engagement with the round. I'm curious to see how ultimately how many businesses ultimately take advantage of this opportunity. I think it's a really good opportunity for our businesses to get a little bit more involved with the chamber. Any other thoughts and comments with regard to that particular strategy or other retention strategies?
I know. Is this thing on?
It's off now. It's on now.
There, yeah. It's on. One of the things we had talked about was a quarterly newsletter to business owners. I don't know if that got killed.
Well, it didn't get killed.
Okay.
And so, and this is my fault. I wish, you know, it was a great question, a great suggestion that you made, Katie, and you know, I'm still relatively new, so I'm still learning what we do and how we do things, and so Matt's even newer, but so we actually within the weekly e-news that we do have at each quarter where we highlight and spotlight local businesses, and so the idea was what we probably will want to do is through our business licensing efforts. Further encourage our business owners to sign up for our e-news, right? And then that way they'll be able to see even more so how we can promote and highlight them through our through that particular highlight. We also push that out on social media. We've had some pretty good success in pushing that out. It is actually programmed out for a couple of quarters yet still, if I remember correctly, Matt.
Correct.
So thankfully, we do have more people interested in being on it than we have.
Perfect. And then was there any additional mining needed to actually get email addresses for all the business owners, or we have them?
Yeah, so through the business licensing, we do require you to give us a right. So what we need to do, though, is, and this is something I need to follow up on with Matt and Adriana, is we collect the data. I think it is it requires a positive action by them to want to sign up for e-news.
Yeah.
I think we should in the future we're just going to automatically add them to it with a notation that says, hey, we're going to add you to it. You have to actively opt to not be part of it.
Love it.
So
okay, cool.
Is good news?
Yeah, definitely. I'm all for driving people to sources of information that they already have versus creating a new.
Any other comments and thoughts regarding community retention and support communication strategies? This is always going to stay on. You know, I don't want you to think that what we've talked about it, it's over. You know, the idea that Tyler and I, we were brainstorming is that there would be these items where we leave it as a continued discussion so that as ideas percolate and the like, we can click.
That's top of mind. Were we happy with business participation trade? And is that something active and helping to get floats or anything like that coming through or the first year back?
The parade, the park district really administers the whole thing.
Okay.
So, and there is, and it's coordinated with the Kiwanis, the Village of River Forest. But the park district really organizes it. That's the, there's certain fees that different organizations pay or don't pay. And, it's kind of self-running right now. I mean, it works. And it's the biggest event in River Forest, period.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you usually get 8 to 10,000 people to witness the event. And I noticed, again, we have our local politicians show up. And this year was probably the smallest in many, many years. Usually there's 80 to 100 exhibitors in the parade or participants, and this year was less. And I don't know if it's COVID-related and still coming back, but I think it was a very nice parade and well-attended and went off without any hitches, and at least I haven't heard anything. So happy that it's moving right along.
And they only mentioned as a, obviously it was a great marketing opportunity. There next year, can we be more proactive in helping business?
It is, I believe, don't quote me exactly, but it's like a $50 entrance fee. Most businesses can probably find $50 to be in there. And there was a number of private businesses that were in there besides dance clubs and all that, and like Kirk Eye Center, and an assortment of local businesses besides community organizations. So,
great idea. Any other comments, thoughts on that topic? The item six is a continued discussion regarding planning, zoning, comp plan, corridor study, and TIF districts. John Housiel and I are scheduled to meet later this week to over some proposals for the work that we previously discussed for him to take on. Obviously, as you recall, you know, we did click on the planning and zoning related items, but as well looking at the modeling for North Avenue and the modeling for Madison, and as well working on some modest alternative issues regarding the zoning ordinance. So when we are taking a look at the different elements to it, North Avenue will be one component unit. Madison will be a different component unit. Some of those minor zoning changes that we're looking to do will be a third component unit. And then from there, larger scope. So we're going to start with the smaller pieces and work on those first, get the foundation set so that we can then work on larger components later. So my expectation is that we will have a kickoff on those events at our July. With regard to the TIF districts, I do want to make mention up on North Avenue, there is a there are some state dollars that are coming through for a beautification effort that's taking place initially and solely initially on the Chicago and Oak Park side of North Avenue. With the latest bill budget that was passed in Springfield, there have been some dollars that have shifted around, and they are continuing improvements on North Avenue westbound over to Lathrop. So both River Forest and Elmwood Park are now engaged in that component. So with that work being considered, and again, I'm telling you as much as I know, I don't know how many dollars are set aside for our particular component, if there are plans for what that looks like, but we have conversations going with Elmwood Park as to one, figuring out exactly what that work is going to be on North Avenue up to Lathrop, and then as well initiating conversations to continue beautification efforts from Lathrop all the way over to Thatcher, continuing whatever is happening that happens. So the good news is we have a TIF district on our side, which can pick up our cost for doing the design work. Elmwood Park is going to be using their business improvement district dollars for their matching. So we're getting into the design phase on most of it. In a certain part, there will be some phase. Don't know the timing of it. Couldn't tell you anything more than what I'm sharing right now. Appreciate the smile, Bob, because
it's a solid maybe.
It's a solid maybe.
Okay.
But there is some excitement. I'm excited to be able to say there's some movement,
yeah.
Right? Which,
good.
Compared to where we were, yay, right? So that's what we do have there. And then down on Madison, as I think you all are aware, we did receive a grant for the demolition of the old Lutheran Services building.
But we have, has it been funded?
No, it has not been officially funded yet. What would, no, let me back up, Bob. So we received a grant, and we received the notice of OSA. What is
state
appropriation?
State award.
State award, yes. Notice of state award. Now, we're still trying to find out if notice of state award means that they've actually issued the bond that now funds the actual work that we're still waiting to find out a complete answer on that.
You can't spend that.
You cannot spend a NOSA, correct. Now, okay. The good news is, but this is where we're at, and this is where my head is. If the NOSA essentially says, yes, we can proceed, then we have funds available to do the work ourselves out of the TIF, and then once the work is completed, we can get that money paid. We want to make sure, though, that, yes, we can go forward and actually do the work and then get remunerated. We don't want to actually start the work and then have them say, oh, sorry, you did it, but you weren't supposed to. Tidying up and determining if we're actually allowed to start the work. That all being said, at the same time as we're finding out answers on that, we also do have the public hearing that's going to take place for the demolition before the Historic Preservation Commission, which is scheduled for June 23rd.
Yep.
You'll see the notice in the paper next Wednesday. Matt has the signs ordered, and I think they're in your office, to post out in front of the building so that we're meeting all the noticing requirements and have the public hearing on. We have a sample RFP, because the state does require us to issue an RFP to actually do the demolition work. So we have a sample RFP that we actually received from Elmwood Park, because they've done quite a few things related to redevelopment on North Avenue. So we just recently, actually as of today, so we have a sample RFP. So we're going to get that put together and ready to go. So as soon as the stars align and we're given the green light to put that.
I would hope that there's careful attention about dust and debris, because you've got neighbors across, I mean, right there.
Yep.
And if we don't want to have one of those incidents like they had with taking down a building in Chicago and, you know, blasting out the neighborhood. So, I mean, that would be a definite concern.
Yeah. The other part, too, is that there are some good architectural elements on that building that I would hazard to guess a good salvager will want to save.
Okay.
There's some value in saving some of the materials that are on that.
Okay.
For reuse somewhere else. Kind of our hope and expectation. That's all I have to report on that subject, unless there are any other questions.
I think I'm going to talk to Kyler about some TIF items and let him then decide if he wants to proceed. I'm not going to jump ahead of him. I'll let him go to the board or Kathy.
That sounds
and go accordingly.
Any other comments, questions? Well,
can you
seven? And...
Oh, sorry.
Nope. Go ahead.
I keep talking. I think I'm getting every other word here, so I apologize if I'm sporadic. The North Avenue piece is great to hear. Getting money for that. I'm jumping back a little bit. Sorry, but. I've always said since the beginning of this whole thing, and the whole reason for the TIF is, you know, corridor is two sides. It's so important to match your neighbors or at least collaborate. So I think that's encouraging. I would highly recommend that. We don't do our own piece in a vacuum. You know, I think anything we're doing, we should do. I've always said we should do it with Galeway. We should do it with Elmwood Park. We should do it with Oak Park. So that's really encouraging to hear. Hopefully I don't know how much money that is, or you said it goes down to Lathrop?
Yeah, we don't know exactly how many dollars are associated with our particular section and component, Tim. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's good. I think, again, piggybacking off everybody and what they're doing, I think is really important. It's sort of a comprehensive corridor. So hopefully that'll drive other tenants and investment and things like that to North Avenue.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I think that some beautification along that corridor should hopefully inspire some opportunities for us. So on to the development updates. Obviously, I got ahead of myself because I saw TIF district. So on here, we did have the Madison Street TIF and the North Avenue TIF. So thanks. Was there anything else, Matt, that I was supposed to speak to those two items?
No, I don't think so. Kyler had asked for things just to be spelled out explicitly to make sure we touched on them, even though obviously there's a lot of overlap.
The other one that Kyler wanted to touch on is where we are with Lake and Lathrop on construction. So they are moving along pretty well.
Slowly.
Slowly, they are very, Bob, I'll absolutely agree with you. They've gotten to a slow start. They have hired a new project manager. His name is Brendan O'Riordan, and Brendan has been, at least for the first couple of weeks that he's been in the role, very responsive to us, which is great news, and has been very responsive to the fire department and to the building department. So. Our hope and expectation is that we will, I shouldn't say hope and expectation, but as we have expressed to Brendan, we intend on pushing out more timely updates on that project to our website. We have it set that we would give about a monthly update. Our preference is that at least twice a month we'll be updating it with steps as to where they are. It's a very sensitive community project. As we all know, Village at one time had a ownership interest in the property, and so as a result, it becomes much more of a Village-related project to keep an eye on. So, you know, for us, it needs to keep we need to make sure we're communicating more often with our residents on that front. So, that's our intent, and Brendan seems open to giving us more timely information. So they are doing some underground work still. They were supposed to complete the underground work this month, but they ran into a couple of modest issues. And of course, the fact that they then had to get a new project manager on board, I suppose we can give them some grace. Their timeline still is easily, as long as they keep on pace with where they're at now, they'll easily hit the timelines to get the project built within the schedule that they originally gave us, which is 18 months.
I believe so.
But yeah, something we definitely want to keep an eye on as we go along. So I think with us as well, every month we'll keep this on as a update so that we all can keep on top of things and be ambassadors for it as it's going forward, and champions of keeping them on their timelines.
Today it looked like they had rebar running east and west on the property line. So obviously they're getting ready to pour.
Yep, they've also had some scaffolding arrive because they are going to start working on some.
There was a gas line or something that popped up.
Yeah, there was an underground line that popped up that need to take care of. Yeah, that was the hiccup. Exactly. There were a few utilities and a few other gas lines that weren't where they were supposed to be. I did a project in a different community where we came across an unknown underground stream right in the middle of it. So we ended up having to build a bridge foundation so that the stream could continue to flow over the building, under the building we were building. So
that's what happened in Town Center 1.
Did it really?
We found a tank way buried, and then underneath all of that there's an aquifer, and the water keeps running down kind of parallel to Lake Street.
Yeah.
And they had to keep pumping the water out so they could pour the foundation, and it was a lot of laughs.
Yeah, I considered mine a lot of laughs after I got it done, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't a lot of laughs at the time. Those are my updates. Or they would have been Kyler's updates, I should say. Is there any other business we need to cover tonight?
I think so. Anything upcoming, like forward-looking, that we should be thinking about? Like major milestones in the community calendar that we should either be thinking about engaging businesses. The RFP for school that will be on the
Yeah, we're still in yeah, conversations, okay. Yeah.
So then no other major like community milestones that are up.
Now that you mention it, we do have a Juneteenth parade that's taking place in a few weeks. That's a partnership with Forest Park and Maywood and River Forest. And we just started pushing that out, trying to get more into it. And as you mentioned earlier about trying to get some business presence in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that and potentially a wider audience. It's a first year, so I don't know how many people will attend, but it's different towns. It might bring some more customers, those businesses. So we'll try and reach out directly to them or make a point to try and get some River Forest businesses involved in that process.
Much as I work in communication, much as I love streamlined communication, it's a personal nudge, and I'm always happy to help.
We will definitely take you up on your volunteerism.
I hope you do. I would love that.
We would love it too.
Give me some phone banking to do. I'll make some phone calls or emails, or please. Yes. I'm serious.
We have no executive session for tonight, obviously. I don't know that we ever do have an executive session. We're required to put it on our agenda.
It's been on
our agenda.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Maybe we check with Greg to see if we need to have that on there. Seems kind of.
I was surprised.
Well, no, actually, I can see why it would stay on, because if we were to be negotiating some incentives, we might need to go into executive. Got it. Yeah. So, makes sense. Okay, well, we don't have any of that tonight. So with that, we stand adjourned. We need a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Seconded.
Motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Those that say no, you're welcome to stay, but the rest of us are leaving.
Well said.
Okay. Good night.
Have a good day, everybody.